Vetiver is the band project of singer-songwriter Andy Kabik, a musician originally from Virginia, who's become part of a neo-psychedelic folk scene that has blossomed in the San Francisco Bay Area with other performers like Devendra Banhart, who Kabik spends time playing with in concert. We were taken with the band's work and its name, which comes from a particularly aromatic East Indian grass. Our session starts with this performance of the song Marine. It's absolutely beautiful. That is Maureen Vetiver playing live for us today on the cafe from To Find Me Gone. And Andy and Sanders. Sanders with the pick and Andy finger picking on that one. Good stuff. You know, it's funny. There's this whole, if you look at the press, it's been labeled kind of a movement in music going on right now, but a lot of it kind of harkens back to stuff I listened to when I was in my teens and beyond, kind of a psychedelic folk music, some of which came out of where you guys are from, San Francisco and other places. Number one, is this something that is can be a bunch of bands glommed together as something? I don't want to give it too much force. And why now? Why do you think it's happening now?
Well, most of the people that I think you're talking about have been making music for a long time. So maybe at this point they're really confident and got a, they're really tight with their game or something. And making,
well, we're talking about people like Espers in Philadelphia.
Espers, Bright Black, Ben Chasney, you know, all those folks have been making music for a long time. I don't know why it's happening right now. Maybe the labels they're on have been like really supportive and they've been nurturing this sort of thing for a while. People have been doing this for years before, and you know, Bonnie Billy's been making psychedelic folk for years or whatever. So, I don't know. I think there's something to be said for geography, but I'm not sure how it fits in. I know a lot of people, you know, they do live around the Bay Area, and then even those that don't really like coming out there. So I'm not sure how that works.
But. Now, you're originally from Virginia. Did you make music before you moved out to California?
Yeah, well, I met Sanders in North Carolina. I lived there for about 6 years. We both played in...
I still live there.
Yeah, he still lives there. So does our bass player. So, you know, we were playing music together then. It was pretty different from what I'm doing now, but...
How so?
It was more like 90s North Carolina indie rock.
Right.
We were both still learning.
Totally.
Just started to...
It was collaborative. I was writing the songs, but they were filtered through the rest of the band more immediately. Whereas right now, when I write songs, it's kind of gradual, and then they come to fruition through the recordings and stuff. So
they actually take your form more when you're working with everybody in the band.
Maybe they take the arrangements take the form.
Yeah.
But the songs form is pretty much there.
Well, you mentioned doing my favorite song on the album, so one of you would do it now, which is "I Know No Pardon."
Oh yeah. See it coming, but oh, I'm watching it go. So I chose the company of those who don't need protection. Took a new name, mostly to fool my friends. Swore off the days when I had the courting the knife means counting your days to the end. I made enemies of those who might defend me. Partnered with men liable to do me in. Snaking my way past deals would make you wonder what kind of heaven are these killers dying in? Did I lose my way, or did I just play the cards the way the dealer gave them to me? I try not to regret things that I've done here. I know no pardon fitter for the guilty. Some games you play to win, well, you lose. Sometimes you're dealt, you don't get. Some guns get drawn, but you don't need to use them. Some try and die before their troubles begin. Oh, but I seem to have it all. I had the women, oh, I had the law. By my side, I climbed so high, the sky dropped down to teach me how to lay low and keep my head to the ground. That's what they say. Red hands are but a killer's way of trying. Don't ask me to confess, my peace will come on rest. Confessing's just an honest way. My nerves are tangled and I'm cursed with the fear of knowing. No alibis or ties left to keep me going. No alibis or ties left to keep me going. No alibis or ties.
That's I Know No Pardon, another one from the second Vetiver album. It's Andy and Sanders are playing live for us today in the cafe. From, not a great song. Good one. Indeed. You know, it's funny. I was talking with our producer that you guys were coming in, and we were talking about Vetiver, and she was upset that I guess it was Bath and Body Works or something, used to have a lotion that was Vetiver lotion, and they stopped carrying it because she loved the smell. And it's interesting that you're kind of, you know, it's a very sensual band. Maybe I'm going too far with this, but you're kind of named, I mean, you're named for a grass, right? But you're really named for the smell of that grass in a way.
Yeah. It's like, there's, you know, I don't know. Band names are weird because you can have a, like a one that's, you know, maybe not what you consider like terribly great, like maybe Pearl Jam or something like that. Right, it's kind of a weird band name. But then over time, it kind of desensitized and it takes on other meanings. And
it means something, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Like vetiver, I just like the way the spelling, everything about it. But it's in like aromatherapy, it's like a base that things are added to. It's a foundation. And I first encountered it through a coworker who wore it. And I was like, what are you wearing? It smells amazing.
Well, speaking of... of smells, it's funny. There was a song on the first album called Angel Share, which a lot of people know. But I learned what Angel Share was. I think I took a tour of a distillery in Louisville. And it's such a wonderful concept. It's kind of like pouring a drink on the ground for somebody. It's what is Angel Share?
I don't know if I know exactly. It's like the I'll call it the spirits that evaporate when you're distilling something, isn't it?
It's another great image. Another great image.
Yeah.
And how did it work for you in the song?
It was like the evaporated essence of the liquor that the husband was exuding off, and the song is what couldn't be kept.
Right.
Yeah.
And this goes back to the first album.
Yeah. Makeshift moon mends a broken sky. Fields of fallow still stands dry. Night not gentle, soon for night. Her mistake was a trust in him. His bodily excuse again. Hear the voices howl like the wind. Said I'm tired of you coming home late. I will do as I please, Kate. There's no one gonna tell me how. Not for my sake, Tom, for the family. Clouds moved in, kept the moon above. Curses raised the kids from bed. They fell down the stairs in time to see the blood run warm down Kate's head. While the wound in silence came to scar. Tom kept hitting them juke joint bars. All the love vanished in the air, filled with paper vows and the angel's shade. Thank you.
Indeed. That is Angel Share, going back to Vetiver's first album. Thanks again to Andy and Sanders for playing live for us today. Real treat. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
Cool to hear the songs this way too. So we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Vetiver, we thank Andy Kabik and company for joining us today. The album To Find Me Gone is available at our World Cafe CD store at worldcafe.npr.org.